This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A jury has found former Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters not guilty for obstructing a peace officer for an incident that happened last year. However, CPR's Ben to Berkeley reports Peters was found guilty of obstructing government relations and other charges are still pending.
This case is separate from the charges that Peters tampered with her county's voting machines. The obstruction case stemmed from an incident in which Peters resisted efforts by Grand Junction police to seize her iPad after she was accused of recording a court hearing without permission and lying to the judge about it. Her sentencing will be April 10th. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
And Peters' trial for tampering with election security and equipment is scheduled for August 10th. Denver students met with state lawmakers today to push them to pass stricter gun laws. The conversations were part of a day of gun control advocacy at the Capitol that started with students walking out of class this morning. The protest came after the fatal shooting of a classmate just outside East High. The school is in Democratic Representative Leslie Harrod's district.
They have told me directly how fearful they are to go to school, to walk to school, to be a young person today. Young people are telling me they're riddled with anxiety, they're strapped with fear, and they just want us to act as adults.
Democrats have introduced a slate of bills to increase restrictions around firearms. One of those bills would require a three-day waiting period for gun buyers. That has its hearing on Monday. This is CPR News.